Tomorrow night, the Art Studio Incorporated will continue its exhibition season with a show called And Now for Something Completely Different, the works by area artist Sean Wilcox. He works primarily in oils, but is working on a new way to use the photographic medium as well. Sean is essentially a self-taught artist. He was going to attend Lamar University to study art, but ended up working as a mechanic and never did attend college. However, he says the art bug never left him, so he continued working on art in his spare time. I talked with Sean this week, and one of the first works I noticed was a painting with two creatures that look like worms approaching another worm-like creature as well.
Particular piece we're talking about is, I call them dragonflies or worms. This particular piece is called Approaching the Unknown. What I like to do is to take, not necessarily people or figures or anything else that you would normally see, and try to give them some type of emotion, some type of, personification.
Yeah, because it looks like the ones that are coming up are like mesmerized, and the one that's in front of them looks like, huh, okay.
Yeah, he's definitely the peacock in the picture.
Yeah, he's like, all right, what do you want?
So in that sense, and I've carried that theme through. I have another one over here, Night of the Living Dead, one like a Godzilla attacking a city. So the theme for the worms is a lot of B-movie, I guess, my love for B-movies. Some of my other artwork, more serious notes, but some of it's playful. I used to consider it eye candy, but nowadays I like to consider it jewelry for the walls.
Now, I noticed one up over here. It looks like, it looks like a soldier, but it looks like the muzzle of a dog, too. But it's probably because of the garb that the soldier is wearing. And it's in the Middle East. And is this something that you've actually experienced?
Yes, actually. I was in Desert Storm. I was stationed in Dahran. And we had several gas attacks. There was actually, if any of our listeners remember, there was a unit that was actually destroyed, in the Scud missile attack. So that picture is very personal in the sense that we were wearing gas masks in the city of Dahran. And I actually had to go and help, help with that experience. So
this was one that you actually did experience, and it was put down. Do you find that sometimes taking your own experiences and putting them in kind of a surrealistic vein?
To some degree, are the things that I like. I grew up in Japan as a child, so you see a lot of samurai pictures. The rabbits like to get kind of into that. I call them the chemical rabbits. They're experimental black and white photographic paper where I paint with chemicals on the photographic paper. And the reason why I say chose rabbits was in the experimental sense, like we use rabbits to experiment, I chose them as my ability to experiment as a subject. So if you see chemical rabbits, that's me now. I actually am Chemical Rabbits Incorporated. I have www.chemicalrabbits.com. Perfect, so.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. You've actually taken photographic chemicals and played around with it on photographic paper to create an image, kind of like maybe a new way of using photography.
Yes, without the camera. Without the darkroom, the black and white, and people are going to say, well, that can't be black and white because it's color. But it's amazing that the colors come out of the black and white, but it's a lot to do with the tarnishing of the silver, the exposure of the light. So it's basically drawing with light, if you would. Kind of my, how could I say this, contribution to the ever-progressing and ever-evolving artistic medium of photography, one that I really love.
Yeah. Yeah, because now you're finding with photography, people are going more digital now and not using the regular chemical development process of film and the development process of printing onto photographic paper. And so you're trying to keep it alive a little bit by using those chemicals in a way to create an image. And I noticed you were saying the colors, mostly browns and blacks, and you would almost expect that, but then you see some blue tint on these. Is this how you manipulate with the silver?
Yes. With blues, there's selenium toners that you can use. An array of chemistry that has just been thrown away. People don't use it anymore. I've actually had the Stark Museum donate chemistry that they were going to just put in the trash because it's obsolete. And yet, if anybody cares to see the show, they're going to see that it's not obsolete. It is truly a new art form that we can, you know, it's viable. You see an image. I've been doing this since probably 1991, and the pieces that I started with in 91 still maintain the same image. They haven't gotten darker, they haven't faded, which was a fear at first, but I think it's a viable art form.
Artist Sean Wilcox. His works will be on display at the Art Studio Incorporated in an exhibition called And Now for Something Completely Different, which begins with an opening reception tomorrow night from 7 till 10 o'clock. There will be a gallery talk on Thursday, November 15th at 7 o'clock in the evening, and the show will be up through November 24th. The Art Studio is located at 720 Franklin Street in downtown Beaumont. For more information, 838-5393, area code 409, or artstudio.org. For State of the Art, I'm Joe Elwell.